That's what you will soon do, whether bidden or not.
I see that you will not let me off until I speak in some fashion or other. Verily, therefore, my best plan is to speak as I best can.
A very true remark, that of yours.
I will do as I say. But believe me, Socrates, I did not learn the very words. Oh, no. Nevertheless, I have a general notion of what he said, and will give you a summary of the points in which the lover differed from the non-lover. Let me begin at the beginning.
Yes, my sweet one. But you must first of all show what you have in your left hand under your cloak. For that role, as I suspect, is the actual discourse. Now, much as I love you, I would not have you suppose that I am going to have your memory exercised at my expense, if you have Lysias himself here.
Enough! I see that I have no hope of practicing my art upon you. But if I am to read, where would you please to sit?
Let us turn aside and go by the Ilissus. We will sit down at some quiet spot.
I'm fortunate in not having my sandals, and as you never have any, I think that we may go along the brook and cool our feet in the water. This will be the easiest way, and at midday and in the summer is far from being unpleasant.
Lead on, and look out for a place in which we can sit down.
Do you see the tallest plane tree in the distance?
Yes.
There are shade and gentle breezes, and grass on which we may either sit or lie down.
Move forward.
I should like to know, Socrates, whether the place is not somewhere here at which Boreas is said to have carried off Erythia from the banks of the Ilissus.
Such is the tradition.
And is this the exact spot? The little stream is delightfully clear and bright. I can fancy that there might be maidens playing near.
I believe that the spot is not exactly here, but about a quarter of a mile lower down, where you cross to the Temple of Artemis. And there is, I think, some sort of an altar of Boreas at the place.
I have never noticed it. But I beseech you to tell me, Socrates, do you believe this tale?
The wise are doubtful, and I should not be singular if, like them, I too doubted. I might have a rational explanation that Erythia was playing with Pharmacia when a northern gust carried her over the neighbouring rocks, and this being the manner of her death, she was said to have been carried away by Boreas. There is a discrepancy, however, about the locality. According to another version of this story, she was taken from Areopagus, and not from this place. Now, I quite acknowledge that these allegories are very nice, but he is not to be envied who has to invent them. Much labour and ingenuity will be required of him, and when he has once begun, he must go on and rehabilitate hippocentaurs and chimeras dire. Gorgons and winged steeds flow in apace, and numberless other inconceivable and portentous natures. And if he is sceptical about them, and would fain reduce them, one after another, to the rules of probability, this sort of crude philosophy will take up a great deal of time. Now, I have no leisure for such inquiries. Shall I tell you why? I must first know myself, as the Delphian inscription says. To be curious about that which is not my concern, while I am still in ignorance of my own self, would be ridiculous. And therefore I bid farewell to all this. The common opinion is enough for me. For, as I was saying, I want to know not about this, but about myself. Am I a monster more complicated and swollen with passion than the serpent Typho, or a creature of a gentler and simpler sort, to whom nature has given a diviner and lowlier destiny? But let me ask you, friend, have we not reached the plane tree to which you are conducting us?
Yes, this is the tree.
By Hera, a fair resting place, full of summer sounds and scents. Here is this lofty and spreading plane tree, and the agnus cast us high and clustering in the fullest blossom and the greatest fragrance. And the stream which flows beneath the plane tree is deliciously cold to the feet. Judging from the ornaments and images, this must be a spot sacred to Achilleus and the nymphs. How delightful is the breeze, so very sweet. And there is a sound in the air, shrill and summer-like, which makes answer to the chorus of the cicadae. But the greatest charm of all is the grass, like a pillow gently sloping to the head. My dear Phaedrus, you've been an admirable guide.
What an incomprehensible being you are, Socrates. When you are in the country, as you say, you really are like some stranger who is led about by a guide.